In this bulletin, coalition candidate accused of racist social media posts says her Facebook page was hacked. Phil Shorten says modelling at the cost of his climate change policies is propaganda. And a portrait of a pensive David Wenham peering through the window of a Sydney cafe has won the Archibald Packing Room Prize. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has questioned the authenticity of racist comments allegedly left online by the Liberal candidate for the seat of Lyons. Jessica Whelan has denied making derogatory comments about Muslims, including one that said women who support Islam should be mutilated and sold as slaves. Mr. Morrison says the imagery he's seen of the comments appears to be doctored.
This matter has been referred to the Australian Federal Police. And so that is a matter that will be, it is being referred, I should say, to the Australian Federal Police. And this is a matter that will be subject to an investigation.
But the Deputy Labor Leader, Tanya Plibersek, says Mr. Morrison should disendorse Ms. Whelan over the posts.
What really confuses me is you've got a Prime Minister who is prepared to take action when it's the candidate for Isaacs, but not prepared to take action on the candidate for Lyons. Racism is racism is racism, and when you've got two candidates saying very similar things, I think it's absolutely vital that the Prime Minister shows some leadership.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten has labelled the modelling of the cost of his climate change policies as propaganda. Former federal government economist Dr. Brian Fisher estimated Labor's carbon reduction targets could wipe up to $542 billion from the nation's economy. Dr. Fisher estimated Labor's plan to cut carbon emissions by 45% by 2030 could shrink economic growth by 0.8% over the decade. Mr. Shorten says the report is part of a scare campaign.
Carbon pollution's increasing under this government. You know, the report itself, and I haven't read it, but I've seen the initial observations of it, it actually says they haven't modelled the impact of climate change and not doing anything. This is such a flagrantly dishonest debate at the moment. We are very committed to taking real action on climate change. We don't believe the scary numbers. We think they're just rubbish. And also, who paid for this report?
The Coalition is promising to fix long-term problems with the National Disability Insurance Scheme if it's re-elected. NDIS participants would be allocated a single point of contact and people with stable conditions given three-year plans. There'd also be legislated timeframes for major decisions to be made. A portrait of a pensive David Wenham peering through the window of a Sydney cafe has won the Archibald Packing Room Prize. Perth artist Tessa Mackay's hyperreal portrait of the actor was one of the last Archibald Prize entrants unpacked at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. Head packer Brett Cuthbertson says it was an instant winner in his eyes. Well, now, the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, sunny and 28. Adelaide, showers and 18. Partly cloudy in Melbourne and 20. Hobart, a shower or two, 19. Canberra, rain clearing with a possible storm and 19 degrees. Rain at times with a possible storm in Wollongong, 22. Sydney, similar and 24. Newcastle, rain increasing, 25. Brisbane, a shower or two, 27. Cairns, showers easing and 30. And Darwin, a shower or two and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.